Hello, and welcome to the Check-In Podcast. I'm Isabella Paxton, and this is where we check in together for community, connection, and conversation over the airwaves. In the past year, times have been hard. We've all devoted much of our energy to staying safe, meeting basic needs. But with all of our added stressors, we had to find a way to let off some steam. Furthermore, we had to turn to alternative methods. Many people discovered new hobbies during the pandemic as a direct response to our time in quarantine. That is what we're talking about today. What have been your pandemic pastimes? This time around, we've all had to find things to do that are inexpensive and also can be done in isolation. So let us know. What hobbies did you pick up this time last year? Was it baking, crafting, going outdoors? Where have you been finding your fun? If anything we say resonates with you, leave us a voicemail at 833-560-1329 or tweet us at checkin_KBIA to join the conversation. Now to Janet.
This is The Check-In. I'm Janet Saidi. Today on The Check-In, we are talking about pandemic pastimes. So it's been a tough year. This is something we've talked about a lot on The Check-In. But today we really want to talk about how are we having fun? We are going to kind of switch gears here on The Check-In today and talk about where are we finding our fun? Whatever you've been through the past year, whatever you're still getting through, maybe you're starting to look at the normal life, somewhat of a return to a normal world. What hobbies will you take with you into the new normal? What did you start this time last year when everything was out? Everybody was out baking, trying to find yeast, cooking. Those have been some of the top pastimes. Also, reading has been very popular, getting outdoors now that it's spring. Maybe your pastimes have been seasonal. Maybe there are things that you did in the winter pandemic that got you through, particularly, and now you've got new things you're looking forward to doing in the spring pandemic. And we have no guest other than you. You are the guest today. Also, I think we've got some calls coming in. We're going to go to calls in a minute. But let me introduce one of our fantastic producers on The Check-In. This is super special. We haven't done this before. But we have one of our producers on The Check-In. She also is the host of our Check-In podcast, the Check-In Outtake, we like to call it. Isabella Paxton is with us. And Isabella Paxton is our designated correspondent of fun this week. She's been all over. She's been out talking to people, socially distanced, about what you all have been doing for fun. And she's brought back some tape and some comments that we're going to listen to. And she's also done some really, really kind of outrageous things that you might not think of as a pandemic pastime, but we'll let her talk to you about this. Isabella Paxton, welcome to The Check-In and welcome to KBIA Studio.
Hi, Janet. Thanks for having me.
It is so nice to have you here. And so it's also a little strange because, Isabella, we hardly ever have anybody in studio. We've been very, very distanced. And you are here. And I can see I've got you several ways. I've got you on Zoom. I've got you through the glass behind me. And I've got you over the airwaves. So, Isabella, let us know, though, what did you find? What are people saying and what are they doing for fun?
Well, we've found a wide range of stuff that people are doing for fun. And I think it's been very interesting to see how creative people can get. So I talked to a couple of people that we're going to hear from later on the show today. But everyone has taken up activities from working out to reading. And some people have even gotten very expressive and have used the pandemic almost as an art form to express how they feel about in poetry form or writing and stuff like that.
Really? So is that something that surprised you, that people are getting all artistic?
It did. I mean, personally, I didn't take the pandemic as well as the people that I talked to. There was lots of frustration, and it was interesting to see how people found an outlet for that in their own way.
Interesting. Okay, well, we want to hear more about that. But let's get to some callers, Isabella. If you can stay on with us, we want to talk about some of the people you talked with. We also want to hear your kind of outrageous thing that you actually went and did that we're going to hear some audio from and talk to you a little bit more about later in the hour. It may or may not have something to do with axes and smashing things. But more on that to come. But we've got some calls we want to let in here. Let's go to Jim calling us here on the check-in. Jim, welcome to the check-in. What's your pandemic pastime been like?
Well, last summer, not being able to go to places where there were lots of people, I decided to get serious about a long-time interest that I had, sort of a bucket list thing I'd never really gotten to, and I started fishing for catfish with trot lines, and spent some time camping at Truman Lake at the state park there. Spent some time on local streams, Missouri River, the Moro River, and at the end of the season, I had about 40 pounds of catfish fillets in the freezer.
Wow. Okay. So camping, fishing, that's fantastic. Jim, is this something that you plan to do past a pandemic and go take with you into the normal world? Do you think that how you're spending your time will change a little bit?
Absolutely. Sure. Yeah. I'm very much looking forward to slightly warmer weather and getting back out and catching some more catfish. I need to find some worthy causes to donate to, because I've got more than I need at the moment.
Okay, thank you so much, Jim, for letting us know. So, all right, we have a caller I'm excited to take. We have Sebastian from Columbia. Sebastian, is this the Sebastian we know and love?
It is. Hi, Jenna.
Hi, Sebastian. Okay, Sebastian has been on the check-in before as a correspondent and a health reporter who's been really on top of this pandemic and the vaccination rollouts and everything else to do with our crisis. But Sebastian might be calling for another reason, because I feel like he's had a very interesting week when it comes to hobbies and extracurricular activities. So, Sebastian, welcome to the check-in. What are you calling us about today?
Hey, Janet. I actually have to hop off almost immediately for another reporting responsibility, but okay. I can say that one of my pandemic pastimes was driving across the country to Los Angeles to appear on Jeopardy, which I did in mid-February. The episode aired yesterday, and it was a lot of fun. It's a show that I've watched my entire life, so it was a thrill to get to be on and compete with some other very interesting people from around the country. So that was my pandemic pastime.
Sebastian, I will let you go because I know you have to go, but that's amazing to hear your voice and hear you on the air talking about this, because it's been a huge conversation off the air for a lot of people I know, because it's been a very big deal. Do you have to run now, Sebastian?
I do, but it has been a lot of fun. Okay. And it's been great.
Okay. Well, thanks for letting us know, and we'll have you back on the check-in soon. Okay. Bye, Sebastian.
All right. Take care, Janet. Bye.
That's really cool. So I'm glad Sebastian was able to call in. And that was a little unexpected on my part, because but Sebastian has been very much in our conversations at KBIA. And weirdly, NPR ran a feature about Jeopardy this morning. So it just seems like everything's about Jeopardy right now, and NPR. Those are not two brands that we normally put together, but that seems to be happening here this week. NPR and Jeopardy coming together with Sebastian. So that was Sebastian's extracurricular activity this week. So thanks to Sebastian for letting us know. You can let us know, too. You may not have driven across the country to be on Jeopardy. That might not have been what you've been doing over the past year. But whatever you have been doing, let us know. We've got Isabella Paxton in the studio. We've got callers. We've got lots of tape. We're going to hear from all of you on what you've been doing, your pandemic pastimes. We will be back on the check-in right after this.
Listen to The Check-In every Thursday at noon Central Time. Join host Janet Saidi for live conversations on community, connection, and the issues we all face in our day-to-day lives. Each week, we'll have a new guest and topic of choice, and we want to hear from you. You can call in live to be a part of the conversation or tweet us at check-in_KBIA. Can't catch the show live? Subscribe to the Check-In podcast on Apple Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Check-In. I'm Janet Saidi, and we are talking about pandemic pastimes today. Where have you been finding your fun? Okay, and we want to hear, let's hear a clip. We've got Isabella Paxton, Check-In producer with us in the studio here, which is rare at KBIA. None of us at KBIA are in the studio really ever these days, but we're slowly kind of coming back to the studio. And we have Kyle is always here. Kyle Felling, thank you very much, is always in the studio. He's waving at me. Isabella Paxton is also here. We can all kind of see each other. We are connected by glass. It's kind of exciting to be this connected with a glass wall between us. And it's actually very exciting to be connected to all of you over the airwaves. And it's funny because I feel almost more connected to Isabella right now over the airwaves, even though I can see her. Isabella Paxton has been out. We call this feature Bella on the Street. She goes out. She's been our correspondent of fun recently, and she finds people and she talks to them about various things that we want to know about on the Check-In. And this week, Isabella was talking with them about fun. Isabella, do you want to talk about some of the people that you spoke with? And this next clip, we're about to hear from Shannon Worley.
Yeah, so this is a student that I met. I decided it was a beautiful day a couple days ago, and I went and I spoke to some people just around Columbia, and I ran into this person on the quad on Mizzou's campus, and she gave me probably one of the most interesting answers I can say pretty resolutely for the pandemic hobbies, but I will let her explain that in this next clip.
My name is Shannon Worley. I am a freshman student here at Mizzou, and my pandemic hobby was running. Well, specifically like night running, and it was like long distance. It was kind of because I was in a really weird sleeping schedule during like quarantine and like just the pandemic in general. And so like it was just a good time for me to go for a run. And I was like bored of being in my house all day, so it kept me entertained. It's definitely just been a really good outlet to either just like get my mind off of everything that's going on, or just like keeping me creative and connected to the things I'm passionate about in the midst of everything changing and being uncertain.
All right. So I love that. Thank you, Isabella. And thanks to Shannon for talking with Bella on the Street this week as part of our Check-In pre-production. And I love what she says, that she just is connecting with her passions. That's a way to stay connected and just kind of stay connected with her, who she is in a time of uncertainty. And I think uncertainty is something that we haven't talked about. But that is something that I think has made hobbies very, very important. Just creating your own routine, creating your own fun, creating your own passions, and just having to channel all of this stuff. We've had to go into our inner resources and find these things for ourselves. And let's go to Kelly in Columbia. Kelly, thanks for calling the Check-In. What has been your pandemic pastime?
My pandemic pastime became acrylic painting.
Okay.
And I was at the craft store picking up some supplies for my grandson and decided to pick up a starter kit of acrylic paints for myself. And that was a little less than a year ago. And I was a little bit surprised to discover that I like acrylic painting. And it turned into landscapes. And Columbia Art League here in town was the first gallery to exhibit one of my pieces. And now I'm exhibiting from L.A. to New York. And I kind of shocked myself. And that was all thanks to having a little extra time on my hands with social isolation.
Kelly, that is incredible. So you were looking for supplies for your son, you started painting, and now you say you are actually exhibiting some of those paintings. Has this turned into something that has been a moneymaker or a career changer for you?
I didn't expect it to turn into a moneymaker, but people started asking if pieces were for sale, and some of the galleries where I was exhibiting required that you have prices on your pieces. And so, yes, it's actually turned into kind of a side business.
Okay. Well, Kelly, good luck with that painting and the exhibiting. That's very exciting. And thanks so much for calling into the Check-In. Please take care. Let's take another caller. We've got Gina calling into the Check-In. Gina from Columbia. Gina, welcome to the Check-In. What's your pandemic pastime been?
Hey, I've always loved cooking, and I've started just
cooking like crazy during the pandemic and wound up buying a food trailer, and we're going to be opening up for business and hopefully hitting the roads in like the next week or two. A month or two.
Okay, very exciting. Is this something that you think you'll be taking with you, Gina, into the new world?
Definitely. Yeah, absolutely. I am absolutely, you know, hoping to make it into a little business and just keep going with it.
Okay, that's very exciting. Gina, thanks so much for calling into the check-in. We really appreciate hearing your story. We still have producer Isabella Paxton from the check-in with us for the first time in the studio. Isabella, tell us a little bit more about what you found being out on the street talking with people about their hobbies.
Something interesting that I found about people's hobbies was that a lot of them started as spring activities, such as going outside, going for runs, doing stuff like that. But as the winter months started to set in and people were still needed to social distance and stuff, people started adapting their hobbies to more indoor-based activities. So I spoke to a couple people who got really into reading and songwriting and all sorts of more isolated things.
Wow, interesting. I find that interesting, the artistic aspects coming out for people during this time. I think, you know, there's kind of two ways of dealing with this pandemic and dealing with this crisis is to go inward and let everything that's inside kind of come out with writing, acrylic painting, like our caller just said that she's doing, or to go outside, like the caller Jim, who's camping, and the person that you talked to, Isabella, who was running. Isabella, you also talked with someone out on the street in the segment that we like to call Bella on the Street. You talked to someone named Harshan Ratanpal, who said he was using his hobby to help process his emotions. What were some of the things that Harshan said?
Well, Harshan was a really interesting person to interview because he's actually a journalist. And so he took his ability to write and shifted it to talk about kind of to be able to process what he was going through. He was completely isolated from a lot of his family and his friends. And so he was able to use songwriting and poetry to kind of express those emotions.
Songwriting and poetry to express his emotions. All right. Let's hear what Harshan Ratanpal had to say to our producer, Isabella Paxton.
My name is Harshan Ratanpal. I am a journalist and student. And my favorite hobby, I like to write. I like to write poetry. I like to write music. And in general, essays and articles and freelance work, things like that, of that nature as well. In a world where it's not as easy to have full conversations with people and able to have your voice heard. As a kid, I was in very, very similar situations as well where, you know, for some reason or other, I wasn't able to have my voice heard. And writing was always my outlet of, you know, even if people don't hear you, they can see what you wrote. And even personally, I can understand how I'm feeling and how I'm thinking. And it's my way of kind of translating the thoughts in my head into something more tangible. And that really played a part, the same role in the pandemic as well.
All right. That's lovely. Isabella, what did you think of what Harshan was saying?
I found it to be really beautiful. I mean, to be able to adapt in that way and be able to almost manufacture vulnerability and communicate with his loved ones in a completely different format. I thought it was really cool and really creative.
I do too. And I love the way he talks about it and the way you talk about him talking about it, Isabella. That is really, really lovely. So we're talking with Isabella Paxton, our check-in producer. We also have a KBIA producer who, for KBIA, went out bird watching. She caught up with Bill Meese. He's the chair of the Natural Areas Committee for the Columbia Audubon Society. And Excaret Nunez, KBIA producer Excaret Nunez, caught up with him. It turns out, bird watching, what became popular during the last big crisis that Americans faced, the Great Depression, and it has continued. But it picked up. Bill Meese told Excaret that the numbers of bird watchers seem to have doubled, it looked like, from what they were seeing at Columbia Audubon Society. Let's hear this audio postcard from Excaret Nunez from her bird watching trip.
See the bird up here? My name is Bill Meese. I'm a member of Columbia Audubon Society, and I am the chair of the Natural Areas Committee. Columbia Audubon Nature Sanctuary. It had over 100% increase in people walking on it. So there's been a lot more people out than you social distance from everybody else and being outdoors. It's a little bit more normal, I guess you could say. This is the bird that we're seeing up here. So the male has red that goes all the way down to his bill. The female, her forehead is gray. Red on the back, but the forehead is gray. Otherwise, they look alike. That was a titmouse. They kind of go, Peter, Peter. Hear them? Peter, 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 Peter. Time flies when you're having fun. And I really enjoy coming out here and working and kind of trying to make a difference and improving the property. There's a woodpecker somewhere if you hear that. That was a red belly. When you're outside, after you've seen, particularly the ones that are here all the time, you not only know what they look like, but you know what they sound like. So you know, kind of know what to look for and where to look for them. The birds are part of nature, and they I guess you'd call them ecological services. They provide a real service. They're not just pretty to watch. And so if birds are having a problem, then other things are having a problem too. And if birds are thriving, then everything else is thriving too.
All right. That was KPIA producer Excaret Nunez. She talked with Bill Meese. He's the chair of the Natural Areas Committee for the Columbia Audubon Society. I love that piece. I hope you listeners were like us here in the studio, just taking a moment to breathe and spend some time with the birds. It's really incredible what that bird song and what those bird sounds can do for your mental health. Excaret went out on the trail with Bill Meese, filed that audio postcard. Turns out bird watching became very popular during the Great Depression, the last time we were all met with a big crisis and we needed to find our inner resources and our outer resources to deal with crisis. How have you been dealing with the crisis? Where have you found your fun? Where have you found your inspiration? That's really all we want to know on today's check-in, and we want to know from you. We have some lines open. We see you calling, those of you who are calling. We will get to you right after this break. If you haven't called us yet, let us know. We've got lines open. We've got a few more minutes after this break, and we'd love to hear from you. 573-882-4991. That's 573-882-4991. If you're listening to us live in the noon hour on Thursday right now, you can join us. Let us know. We will be back on the check-in right after this.
Listen to The Check-In every Thursday at noon Central Time. Join host Janet Saidi for live conversations on community, connection, and the issues we all face in our day-to-day lives. Each week, we'll have a new guest and topic of choice, and we want to hear from you. You can call in live to be a part of the conversation or tweet us at checkin_KBIA. Can't catch the show live? Subscribe to The Check-In podcast on Apple Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Check-In on KBIA. I'm Janet Saidi. Thank you for joining us. So today we are having a really fun conversation on The Check-In about fun. Fun inspiration is the topic of the day. We have our correspondent of fun, our fun correspondent with us, Isabella Paxton. She's been out on the street talking with people about how they have been having fun. It's really about more than fun, isn't it? It's about getting by. It's about mental health. It's about digging deep into yourself, finding your, as Isabella put it, manufacturing vulnerability and turning that into art, which, you know, people are doing. And some of you have called us to let us know you're doing that. Some of you talked to Isabella for Bella on the Street to let us know here at The Check-In what you were doing. And we are inspired. We are impressed. Some of you are just, you know what, watching TV. I know you're doing that. I'm doing that. In fact, that was the third one. I think I said the top two and I forgot the third. Cooking, working out have been in the top pastimes, according to at least one survey. Cooking, working out, and then also TV. I think TV is actually number one. What have you been watching? What have you been doing? Have you surprised yourself? Have you discovered a pastime, a pandemic pastime that is going to go with you, that you're going to take with you into the new world? Let's hear from Catherine. Catherine, thanks for calling The Check-In. You're calling from Columbia. Catherine, what has been your hobby over the past year?
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Sure.
So I'm really into reading, television, and movies.
Okay.
And was spending so much time imbibing all this media that I decided to start an entertainment blog. Started writing kind of reviews, recommendations about what I was watching and reading, and then noticed that because of the person I am, in my writing, there was kind of a pushback coming out regarding the social and environmental and civil issues that are world is facing today. So I call it a socially and environmentally conscious entertainment blog.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Okay. So is this something,
thanks,
Catherine, so you found yourself doing a lot of something, which was imbibing, as you say, entertainment, television. And so you just decided, let me just start writing effectively essays about this and blog about it. Is this something you hope to keep going after pandemic?
I definitely do. It has been a real creative outlet for me.
Mm-hmm.
I have a small but loyal group of followers, and I'm definitely hoping to reach more people. But most of all, it's just been extremely rewarding for me, and to get my thoughts down in a way that they're organizable. And in a small way, it makes me feel like I'm standing up against the things I see that need to be changed in our world today.
All right. Well, that sounds like a fascinating blog, Catherine, taking entertainment and turning it into something, sounds like with a social conscience and everything else. Catherine, thanks so much for your call and letting us know what you're up to on The Check-In. Thanks to the callers. We are going to get your calls. But, you know, we've got Isabella Paxton here in studio, and I promised something. We're now in our last segment of the show, so we probably need to get to this. Isabella Paxton has been out experiencing things, talking with people, researching fun. She's been our fun correspondent this week. And, you know, a lot of people are turning to calm things, like Isabella has spoken to some people, turning to art, turning to blogs, turning to writing and inspiration. And those are beautiful things. Isabella, you did something this week that is not that. You want to tell us what that was?
Yeah, so this week, me and our other producer, Trevor Hook, we decided that we were going to try one of the more interesting hobbies we've heard of, which was axe throwing. So we got to be lucky enough to go to Como Axe Attack, and they let us throw not only axes, but ninja stars, knives. There was at one point we were throwing a spear through a hollowed out baseball bat. So we got all sorts of fun stuff. thrown at us. And then they had also recently just installed a rage room in the same building with the same company. So we were able to go into that room, get all sorts of geared up, and break a lot of plates and keyboards and things.
Okay, so in these times of stress, uncertainty, political polarization, we have axe throwing, we have a rage room, which apparently have been very popular. We are going to hear a few minutes of this audio postcard. We assure you that no one was hurt. Is that right, Isabella, in the making of this audio postcard?
No, not a single person was hurt.
Okay, so don't worry. As you hear this, it's about 4 minutes. We're going to listen to Isabella and producer Trevor Hook finding their way to some fun through axe throwing. They talked with co-owner of Como Axe Attack. That's a place, Como Axe Attack. Some of you have probably been there. They talked with co-owner Chase Wickwood. And here's the audio postcard. Let me just say, callers, we see you, and we're going to take your calls after this audio postcard from Como Axe Attack.
Bullseye.
There it is.
Bullseye.
Perfect.
My full name is Chase Wickwood. Preferred title is Grand Poobah of All Throwing Arts. No, I'm kidding. I'm one of the owners. I'm a co-owner. There are six of us. When you first come in, we ask everyone to fill out a waiver. And that waiver, really is just kind of a photo release, release of liability. But we often joke, if you lose a finger or toe, we get to keep it. Or if you lose any blood, we send it to the Red Cross. We start with our house axe, which is an S-wing, and we try to get everyone to throw this first. It's longer and heavier than most of the other things you're going to throw, so if you can get comfortable with that, everything else is sort of a step down. There's one-handed and two-handed throwing. One-handed throwing, you're about two fingers off the bottom of the axe. You're looking for a single rotation and a stick. The distance between us and the wall is between 12 and 15 foot. And so you really just want that to spin one time.
That, what you just hit there, is a kill shot. That is the most difficult shot on the board.
Really?
Yep, you win a free coaster.
Yay!
The business was started in 18, and I started working here maybe 6 or 8 months after it. My wife brought me here on a surprise date. It's one of two times in the 7 years we've been together she really surprised me. And I came back 3 or 4 times after that, and finally they were like, hey, you want a job? And I'm like, yes, duh. I grew up on a farm in the middle of nowhere, Arkansas. So like, I was throwing pieces of combines and cotton pickers at trees from an early age. And you kind of made up your own stuff. You know, I'd watch like Rambo and like, oh, I'm going to make a bolo out of a shoestring and two padlocks. And it didn't work at all, but like I tried. And so here I got a chance to really channel some of that. And then I was promoted to manager not long after that. And then the opportunity presented itself just before COVID to be an owner. And, we talked about it. And even though there would have been some challenges to that time frame, I wanted to make sure it stayed. When everything first hit, it disappeared. Business disappeared. And then we, had to close. And then I would say in the last month or so, like really since the vaccines have, really started to make their way out and more people are doing that, we've seen an uptick. On the weekends, we're seeing more and more people. We're getting some walk-ins here and there. And we had to get creative with what we do in-house. So that's when we opened up our rage room, which was a place for people who were, had frustrations either related to job or family or the pandemic itself. We wanted to give them a place to come and kind of get that out. And so we created this room that's enclosed. You put on full safety gear and you smash things.
Okay. All right. Okay, this is very therapeutic. It's a little bit disorienting because I feel like I'm breaking every single rule in the book. Like, I'm not allowed to do this, and yet here I am doing it, and it feels really, really good. Oh, yes.
you know, until you're here and you see others, you know, if you're really apprehensive, it's tough to imagine what the environment is like outside of what you've seen on the internet. So we tell people all the time, if you're unsure, just come have a seat at one of the tables, watch other people, you know, kind of see what they're doing, have a meal, you know, chat with us. And then if you want to do it, cool. If not, you know, hey, we're glad you came for the meal.
All right. This is the check-in on KBIA, and that was Como Axe Attack. Producers Isabella Paxton and Trevor Hook caught up with Como Axe Attack this week. That was their audio postcard, The Rage Room. Thanks especially to Chase and Kaylee of Como Axe Attack for speaking with our producers and helping us file that audio postcard on going inward, finding your rage, and taking it out on Columbia Axe Attack. We want to hear a little bit more from Isabella about what that experience was like. Isabella Paxton is our producer. She's in studio with us. And she landed a killer shot, I heard. And so we want to hear a little bit more about that. But I see we've got some callers lined up who have been very patient. And let's go to Evan in Columbia. Evan, what has been your pandemic pastime?
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
So basically, I've been taking up learning Spanish, which I had always kind of entertained before the pandemic, but it wasn't until then that I was really able to have the time to sink into, I guess, the foundations of it. And it's been really rewarding, but also very difficult. But yeah, my girlfriend speaks Spanish, so that's been kind of encouraging.
Great.
And kind of a motivation for that.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's kind of just, nothing too extreme, mostly just doing Duolingo like once a day, trying to find stuff online to read. Reading the news helps a lot. Get more kind of complex words and phrases. And then just practicing listening through podcasts and shows and stuff.
That's awesome, Evan. I love that. Do you feel like learning a new language, so it's sort of been expanding your brain a little bit, and then you have someone there with you that you can talk with and practice with. Have you found that it actually added some routine as well? Was that helpful?
Oh, for sure. There's definitely a structure element to it. It's definitely helped me have at least one thing that I know that I'm going to do for that day, and something to always like keep a goal at, and knowing, okay, I've at least accomplished this for the day, and knowing that I've sustained it for so long too, because I've been doing it for almost a year now, and I'm still way far from fluent, but I know that I've definitely improved it over the past year. Gives a small sense of accomplishment, I guess, throughout having that consistency.
Yeah, that's awesome, Evan. Well, thanks for letting us know. I love that. One more question for you, Evan, before we let you go. You've been learning Spanish. It's provided some routine. It's sort of been expanding your brain, using your brain a little bit. Now, as things are opening up, do you want to travel? Do you want to kind of take that skill with you into the world, into the new normal with you?
Oh, definitely. That's something that's been on my mind for sure. Obviously, I actually already got my passport for Mexico, so hopefully at some point in the summer, if things are okay, we can visit and then actually put some of those skills to practice. But yeah, I definitely love to travel and actually, you know, talk with native speakers and have that kind of level of communication and connection that I think learning a language really brings out.
Absolutely. Evan, thank you so much for calling the check-in and sharing that with us. I love that. So learning a new language. Let's go to Barbara calling from Kirksville. Barbara, thanks for calling us from Kirksville and thanks for listening. What has been your pandemic hobby?
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
I have learned to play the ukulele.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Was this something you took up?
It was a group.
Yeah, go ahead. You took it up in the past year?
Yeah, there is a small group of us that already had our ukuleles and a ukulele teacher.
Okay.
And so when COVID happened, we just started meeting outside, and I just decided that I could use this year to really concentrate and practice and learn to play.
All right.
And it's just brought a lot of joy to myself and our small little group. And we've already planned to do some music on the porch activities.
Lovely.
So we can bring joy to our neighborhood.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Barbara, thanks so much for listening up there in Kirksville, and thanks for calling us and checking in with the check-in. Good luck with that ukulele. That sounds really fun. I love that. Playing the ukulele with a group outside and turning that into some porch concerts and outdoor concerts sounds absolutely incredible. And we are running out of time now, thanks to all of our callers who have called into the check-in. But we've still got producer Isabella Paxton with us, who's been our fun correspondent. Isabella, what do you think about the callers we've just heard from? And also, we want to hear a little bit more in just our last few seconds here about Como Axe Attack. Thoughts?
Yeah, I think the callers that we have been blessed to have on our show today have been really interesting. I don't think we heard the same hobby from a single person that we spoke to.
True.
So it was fun to hear all the different stuff that people are getting into, and maybe even gave me a couple of good ideas of things to do when I get bored.
Well, and you learned, you know, the killer shot you landed at Como Axe Attack, right? Are you going back there?
Yes, I do have the coaster in my apartment.
All right.
Apparently, it's harder to hit a certain spot, either a little bit to the top left or top right of the bullseye, and without realizing it at all, I hit it, and it was a very exciting moment for me.
All right, Isabella Killer Shot Paxton, ladies and gentlemen, on the check-in. And if you go to the check-in Twitter feed, you can see some pictures of our producer, Trevor Hook. We'll be looking for that coaster. Maybe Killer Shot Paxton will put that coaster from Como Axe Attack on Twitter, and we can see that too. Some souvenirs. Hey, we've got to live vicariously. Let's visit the Rage Room and smash some things through Isabella and Trevor. Isabella, thanks for being with us on the check-in as usual.
Thank you for having me.
Let's put a shout out also to Chase and Kaylee of Como Axe Attack for letting us talk and record the axe throwing yesterday. Thanks to all of you, all your calls. Thanks for all you are doing every day. And thanks for joining us on the check-in.
That's all for the check-in. If you liked what you heard today, make sure to follow the check-in wherever you get your podcasts. We greatly appreciate your support and we want to hear from you. Do you have any thoughts on today's episode? You can leave us a voicemail at 833-560-1329 or tweet us at check-in_KBIA. The check-in is produced by Alicia Haywood, Trevor Hook, and Janet Saidi, with student producers Becca Newton, Hannah France, Fernando Naro, and me, Isabella Paxton. Special thanks to our news director, Ryan Familiner, engineer Mark Johnson, and program director Kyle Felling, directing this week's show. That's all we have for you today. Stay well and stay in touch.